High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 7-2 Marple Newtown Tigers and your 1-8 Strathaven Panthers.
Down the far sideline, speed at the 20. Gordon down the sideline, cuts inside, and is out of bounds. Clock will stop with 6 seconds. Cuts to his right, jumps back to his left, and Amir Gordon will go! Beautifully done by Amir Gordon. He goes 46 yards.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Boyle Disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
One season ago, Marple Newtown, on the cusp of making the AAA playoffs for the first time since 2011, faced a one-win team and were suddenly upset a couple hours later by an upstart Pencrest squad with nothing left to lose and ready to battle in Week 10. So here tonight, the Tigers on their home turf on senior night, trying to avoid the same fate against a one-win Strathaven team, vastly undermanned, but we are ready for a catfight, if you will. Tigers and Panthers ready to get started here at Marple Newtown High School. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Pete Fulgenetti. Captains are meeting at midfield after an extended pregame. Thanks for sticking with us. We were planning to get on the air at 6:45, but figured we'd hold off on that for a moment. Marple Newtown in position to clinch their first playoff berth since 2011 with a win tonight would push them to 8-2, but believe it or not, 7-3 would put them at risk to falling out of the playoff picture. So Mike Mayer, again, Strathaven, again, vastly undermanned tonight. Injuries galore. We counted 12 defensive, at one point, defensive starters out tonight. It's a really walking wounded on that far sideline tonight. But Marple Newtown still has to be out here ready to take care of business on their home field. Well, I'm going to bring Mike in right after this. We're going to take a short time out. Be back for the tail end of the national anthem. It's an abbreviated pregame tonight with senior night going on. But we'll be back for the opening kickoff momentarily. Glad you're listening. Live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Marble Newtown High School marching unit playing the Star Spangled Banner and ready to roll. And Mike Mayer, well, Panthers with a bunch of sophomores in the lineup tonight, getting their first taste on the under the varsity Friday night lights.
Well, let it be known that the 2016 season starts right now.
On defense especially, the Panthers in their road whites tonight. Silver helmets, black jerseys, black numerals, and black trim on the sleeves. All black from head to toe, really. Well, from shoulder to toe, anyway, for Marple Newtown. And they're sporting these new bright orange helmets are the Tigers, white numerals on their chest. All Delco kicker, George Lambritzios, has it teed halfway between the hash marks. Wouldn't shock me to see him pound one through the end zone. Makai Hill and Sean Daly stand deep to return. We'll mention the starters momentarily. Tommy Foster out of the lineup tonight. On the offensive and defensive side of the field, you're basically staring at an entirely new secondary on defense. But some good news, Colton Haywood will see his first action at quarterback since the first quarter of week one. But here's Lambritzios. High end over end kick is going to land 9 yards deep in the end zone, and plenty of leg for number 84 in black. So back to the Strathaven offense. They'll start on their 20-yard line, led by Colton Haywood. Again, he was injured in the first quarter of the first game. So he hasn't seen contact or thrown a ball since Labor Day weekend. Zach Nulon and Makai Hill will join Elijah Crew in the backfield. Van Bobo out with an injury. Matt Splain, your tight end. Split end is Kyrie Fuller. Carl Landholm kicks outside to tackle in place of the injured Sam Petrovic. Rob Dubois is your guard with Shane Mulhern. Center is Ben McFetridge, and the opposite tackle is Pete Deeb. On first down, give inside is to Elijah Crew, who goes right up the gut to the 25-yard line. Elijah picks up 5 on first down. Marble Newtown defense includes your front, well, we'll call it a front 8, really, as we'll see 8 and probably 9 men in the box most of the night. Noah Turner, Justin McKeon, Kyle Kelly, Luke Lozowicki, Gino DiCamillo, Matt McKee, Matt Trainer are your front 7. Ryan Schneider, Marcus Weathers, Carvin Christiana, and Tyler Kostak are your back 4, along with the corner Abel Hoff. All right, second down and 5. Wing T behind Colton Haywood turns, gives to Makai Hill, looking for him off the right side, fakes inside, cuts outside, and gets the line of scrimmage, and not much else. Third and 5 upcoming for the Panthers. Marble Newtown has won the last two meetings here and at George L. King Field. Last year, an 8-point victory for the Tigers on the legs, largely on the legs of Adrian Sapness. And Panthers played that game without Anthony Myers and a couple others, and Panthers just can't seem to play these guys healthy anytime in recent years.
And that was here, an early game, too.
Yeah, third down and 5. Wing T look, Haywood give off the left side, and getting tripped up immediately is Zach Nulon. Good defensive pressure there as 56 Matt Trainer in on the stop. Nulon stopped after a yard gain. 3 and out go the Panthers, and now ready to kick it away to Carmen Christiana. The honorable mention all Delco defensive back, but he sees time in the return game and also on the offensive side from time to time. Zach Nulon stands back to punt. Crew checks out. Number 44, Joe Healy, checks in for the punt coverage team. Nulon awaits the snap inside his 15. No pressure. He steps into it and wobbles one off the side of his foot. Fair catch signaled for and made by Carmen Christiana at the 47-yard line. Very good field position for the Tigers to start things. Anthony Paoletti, just a sophomore, will start at quarterback. We'll see a freshman at tailback, Marlon Weathers, and at times another sophomore, Teron Johnson, as well. Split end is Abel Hoff. Last year set a record in Delaware County for the most catches in a season, and he is split opposite Marcus Weathers. Tyler Kostak, also a receiver. When they use a tight end, it'll be Noah Turner. The down 5 include Mike Miller, Pat Carr, Matt McKee, Kyle Kelly, and Luke Lozowicki. And we will see Chris Rufo from time to time as well. Here, they start in a shotgun. 5 wide, they spread everybody. Motion man is Hoff. They give it to him on a jet sweep. Looking for him off the right side. Makes one man miss. Turns to the corner, and momentarily, but nice work there by Kyrie Fuller to run him out of bounds. Back at the 46-yard line. Loss of a yard on the play. Hoff is one of the more electric players in Delaware County. And, again, we thought coming in was, boy, the Panthers defensively played pretty soundly until Jack Wilson got the ball. They just couldn't tackle the quick number 3. Hoff is probably better, and so there's a challenge. Empty backfield, five wide. They throw a bubble screen to Hoff off the left side. Here he is in the open field, midfield and more. 45, 40, 35, 30. Running away from people. Hoff cuts inside, still on his feet, and finally wrestled down by Sean Daly at the Panther 18-yard line. Abel Hoff doing what he does.
That was such a wide open play.
36 on the play, on the gain, and again, just formation that the Panthers couldn't counter. And here we go, no huddle. Two wide receivers split to either side. Three to the right, two to the left, to the short side of the field, moving left to right of the Tigers. First and 10 from the Panther 17-yard line. Fake the jet sweep, and this is Anthony Paoletti on the keeper. Off the left side, lots of room off tackle. He pounds his way inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Tigers. Wow. No huddle, and again, against a vastly undermanned defensive unit. Haven't even mentioned the Strathaven defensive starters yet. Not a bad strategy for head coach Chris Gicking and others. Checking in at tight end now as they go with a big lineup. Justin McKeon is at tight end, along with number 10, Noah Turner. In tight. Everybody in tight. Give is to Hoff off left guard, and he is in for the touchdown. Abel Hoff takes it in from 2 yards out, and just like that, Marple is on the board with 9:07 to play here in the opening quarter.
Well, that's what we were concerned with coming in tonight. You know, Marple Newtown needs this, and we're just playing for glory. So,
53-yard scoring drive takes just over a minute. George Lambritzios to attempt the extra point. Carmen Christiana will hold. Ball spotted, kick is away. Plenty of leg, yep, as expected, and up and good. Lambritzios, again, one of the best in Delaware County and beyond, honestly. 9:07 to play in the opening quarter. We'll take a short timeout. Be back to see if the Panthers can answer. Glad you're listening live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Back at Harry Harvey Field at Marple Newtown High School. Wobbling kickoff, but still this one lands only about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Lambritzios with his second touchback in the last, well, just under 3 minutes of football action. 7-0 Marple Newtown here in the early going. We will say thanks in advance to our Twitter friends and on Delco Times and up in Lansdale, WNPV. If you're checking out WNPV1440.com, they will do their selection show, if you will, at 11 o'clock tonight. Tune in to Jeff Nolan and Kyle Berger and others. It's a terrific terrific work they do projecting the field of 16 at the 4A level. We'll talk 3A playoffs more as the evening goes along. Here, split end to the right is Kyrie Fuller. First and 10 from the 20. Go to the Panthers. Give inside is to Elijah Crew, who squirts his way out to the 24-yard line. Nice work there by Crew to dance through one man and set up second down and six. So, again, we'll keep you posted on other scores. Lots going on at the 4A level to determine playoff picture. Marple has it simple tonight. Win, you're in. Lose, and you're in big trouble and needing help with Radnor and Springfield barking at their heels. So we'll see. But a good start here for the Tigers in the early going. Second down and six for the Panthers. Motion man from right to left is Newland. Give on the delay is the fullback Crew. He's looking for a little bit of room, and he is undercut at the 25-yard line. Nice work there by number two, Tyler Kostak, on the stop. And it brings up third down for the Panthers. And about 4 yards to go.
This is exactly where they were after the first three downs last time.
Third and four. Panthers went three and out to start things. Now looking to keep the chains moving and keep the ball in their pocket here. Haywood, shotgun look. Wing to the right, two receivers to the right as well. Haywood looks, jet sweep give is to Makai Hill, who cuts up field and has himself a first down across the 30-yard line. Good work from Makai Hill. Nice work by the right side of that line. Panthers move the chains out to the 32-yard line. Makai picks up six and a Panther first down. Nice work right there. A little bit of a wrinkle to go shotgun. And again, even undermanned, the Panthers will try to put some other plays in here.
Well, you know, pride is a thing. These kids are playing. The seniors are playing for one of their last games. And, of course, the juniors and sophomores are looking for next year. So let's go out and do it.
Absolutely. Wing T look behind. Haywood gives to Makai Hill. He explodes into the secondary and bang down to the 38, 39-yard line maybe. Nice work there. Good push up front. Panthers finding a little room there in a much bigger front seven in Marple Newtown here. They'll spot it out at the 39-yard line. Second down and three.
Hill is running very hard, hitting that hole just the way he should.
Kyrie Fuller split to the left on second and three. Gives the fullback Elijah Crew across the 40s, pushing the pile. Running into Marcus Weathers and others, and they sling him backwards. But forward progress is going to give him the 43, maybe 44-yard line, and another Panther first down. Well, nobody told Strathaven's players that they're not supposed to win this one, it looks like, in the early going. The offense moving the football. 6:40 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Marble, but Strathaven on the move. This drive started back at their own 20-yard line. Ben McFetridge over the football, just inside the left hash mark. Split end to the right, Kyrie Fuller. Wing left, Makai Hill. Two backs behind Haywood under center. Five-man front on the Mustang sweep. Looking for room is Makai Hill around the outside, and nice work to hold the edge there by Carmen Christiana. Set the edge and got some help inside on the tackle, and Makai is dropped after a gain of maybe two.
Yeah, they sniffed that one out, saw it coming. If Makai was a little bit faster, he might have beat the coverage, but, you know, it is what it is.
Christiana did well just to stay home there and turn it back inside. Second down and eight. Ball just across the 45-yard line for the Panthers here. Clock ticks, 5:50 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Wing to the right is Newland on second and eight, and now there's flags all over the place. Panthers are going to get called for false start here. So what a way to disrupt some momentum here. Second and 13 is not where you want to be. We'll keep you posted on a couple scores as we get them. Big game tonight in the Central League. Upper Darby undefeated in the Central, taking on one loss Garnet Valley in the Central. Both likely to make the playoffs. Well, actually, both will probably be in, win or lose tonight. But we'll see. A big game in the Del Valle, essentially for the Del Valle title. Undefeated Academy Park against 9-8-1 Innerborough. All right. Shotgun look. Three wide receivers to the left. Colton Haywood give inside is to Crew, and Crew goes out back near the original line of scrimmage to the 44-yard line. Brings up third down in about 10. So, tried to spread the field a little bit, give Elijah a little bit of running room, but didn't happen that time. Nice work from the defense of the Tigers. Lazowicki checks out for the Tigers, checking in number 40, Justin McKeon. Third and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Panthers trying to pick up another first down and keep this Marple offense on the sideline. Hill and Haywood discuss something, and Hill sets up wing to the left. Motion man is Zach Newland. Back to passes Haywood. Firing to the outside. Has a man out here. It is juggled incomplete. Juggled momentarily by, well, the guy in the black shirt. Nice work there by Tyler Kostak, closing quickly on Zach Newland out near the midfield stripe. Even if Newland catches it, he'd have been well short of a first down. So Haywood's first pass since Labor Day weekend falls incomplete. Fourth and 10 upcoming, and the Panthers will punt it away to Carmen Christiana.
Wasn't a bad pass, though. It was close to on target, but he was well covered.
Yeah, well covered, and ball delivered a little high. And now it's Newland hoping to tilt the field a little bit. Marple Newtown got the ball out near the midfield stripe their first time around. Looking to do better here. Newland, wobbler, kicks one, and it hits at the 32-yard line, takes a Marple Newtown roll, and is downed at the 34. Panthers down there in coverage with Matt Splain. So Marple will start first and 10 at their 34-yard line. So Marple Newtown, as we mentioned, not been in the playoffs since 2011. Coincidentally or not, the Panthers were 2011 team made the playoffs and knocked them out.
Yeah.
And again, that was the James Griffin senior year, Kevin Mulholland junior year. The game that they lost in overtime, double overtime to Pottsgrove in the semifinals.
Right,
otherwise,
right.
The Panthers may well have had back-to-back district titles. Two wide receivers, wing to the left, ball on the ground, high snap, and covering it nicely is Paoletti. High snap, Paoletti just didn't squeeze it, and he falls on it back at the 30-yard line. Loss of four on the play, second down and 14.
So well, at this stage of the game, 7-0, and if they can hold the Tigers to three and out here, that would be huge for the Panthers right now.
No huddle again for Marple Newtown. Receivers are split. Wing to the left is Weathers. Back, play fake, and looking is Paoletti. Looking down the middle, he goes. Is complete to Hoff, and he's got some room at the 45-50. Dances outside momentarily, and now he's dragged down from behind by Matt Splain across the 35 down to the Strathaven 34-yard line. Hoff in the open field, difficult to deal with. Gain of 36. So well, Hoff with 76 yards receiving already.
There weren't my philosophy on three and out.
Paoletti 2 for 2, both of them. Landing in the hands of number 7. No surprise there. Hoff split to the short side of the field here. Kind of a bunch formation with Weathers and number 23, Chris Rufo. Motion man is Marcus Weathers. Give is to the tailback and running room off the left side momentarily, but nice work by Shane Mulhern to wrap up Jack Fallows, the ball carrier. Forward progress will give him a 31. Second down and 8 upcoming. Mulhern still in there, one of the few defensive starters left for Marple Newtown at the start of the year. Tonight it's Pete Deeb, Lee Holbert, Billy Gaynor, and Rajib Boyer are your down four. Matt Splain, Ryan Morris, Shane Mulhern, and Kyrie Fuller are your linebackers. Chris Rossini getting his first varsity start at corner. Sean Daly getting his first varsity start at corner. And the free safety tonight is Makai Hill. Second down and 8. Pistol look. Fallows behind Paoletti. Play fake to Fallows and rolling to his right. Paoletti has heavy pressure. Stepping up in the pocket. Firing a wobbler towards the end zone. Has a man out there. And making the grab wide open for a touchdown is Abel Hoff from 31 yards out. Got behind the free safety. And Hoff stood there. And not the prettiest pass you'll ever see. But on target. And Marple on top now. 13-0. Extra point pending.
That was just not great coverage. That was, he was open and nobody saw him back there. They were close, but they didn't have him covered per se, and that created the problem.
Good pressure from Rajib Boyer, actually. Had Paoletti thrown it on the run, but, again, nobody close enough to Hoff, who hauls it in about 6 yards deep in the end zone. Lambrizio's up and good with the extra point. And with 2:35 to play here in the opening quarter, Strathaven in a 2-touchdown hole. Hoping to answer when we come back right here on havenfootball.net. Stick with us. Week 10 football action here in District 1. Tigers on top of the Panthers on havenfootball.net.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI, Boyle's Disposal Incorporated, is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at
610-872-3149.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
George Lambrizio is another high end-over-end kickoff. This one lands pretty much on the back end line.
He's a weapon, isn't he?
Oh. I mean, if you make the other team go 80 yards after every score, that is...
saw him kicking field goals from 40 yards out and had room to spare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's hit from 40-plus a couple of times this year. And Marple Newtown on top now, 14-0. 2:35 still to play here in the opening quarter.
Well, Haven was moving the ball. Let's hope they can continue to do that. The best defense for Haven right now is not giving the ball back to Marple Newtown.
Wing T look for Colton Haywood and the Panther offense. From their 20-yard line, split end to the right is Kyrie Fuller. On first down, give is to Zach Nulon, who tumbles over the tackler at the 22 and out to the 24-yard line. Gain of 4 for Nulon, seeing some time at halfback tonight.
Well, he's been all over the place this year.
Yeah, Nulon, halfback, fullback. I mean, he's one of the better blockers they have. So when, you know, while he's been one of the leading rushers as a fullback, and again, fullback is a featured look here, or featured back in the wing tee, but right. Again, his blocking on the edges is about the best they have. Second down and 6 from the 24. Same formation, wing tee. Wing to the right is Nulon. Split end to the right is Fuller, and the give is Makai Hill. A little bit of running room off that right side, and Marple stacks him up at about the 27-yard line, and the Tigers now forcing Haven into another third and short.
Which is certainly better than a third and long.
Yep, indeed. All right, we'll try to keep you updated on other scores as we get them here. Chichester 3, Glen Mills nothing. Unionville trying to secure that playoff spot up on Sun Valley 7-0 early. And no score with Downingtown West and Downingtown East for essentially for the Chessmont title. Here, third down and 3. Eight-man front for the Tigers. Give is to Nulon off the left side. He lowers the shoulder and runs through two men and lands across the 30 of the 31. That's enough for a Panther first down. Nicely done by Zach Nulon.
Absolutely. And the line. I mean, they're creating some holes. It's not a lot, but they're opening up stuff.
And this, you know, honestly, would have to be the recipe. We've seen Strathaven a couple times this year, namely Ridley, a 20-play drive
yep.
that chewed up almost a quarter of game action and in for a touchdown. They'd need to do it 3-4 yards at a time in all likelihood. Give is to Makai Hill. A lot more than 3 or 4 this time. He's in. Oh, he's one man to beat, or he'd still be going. Nice touchdown-saving tackle for Tyler Kostek out at the 44-yard line. Gain of 13 for Makai on a terrific cutback.
And a great opening by the O-line. I mean, he really had some room to roll and then almost broke it, would still be going down and would have scored.
Checking out of the game, Kyle Kelly, one of the co-captains for Marple Newtown. Lozowicki at 6'4", 305, in over the nose now. On first and 10, give is to Elijah Crew and pushes out to the 48-yard line for another gain of 4. And again, Panthers moving this Marple defense around a little bit. So they will rotate multiple players, and here checking out of the game for the moment, not a good sign here for the Tigers, Matt Traynor. Traynor missed some time earlier in the year with an injury, and in the meantime, though, Marple feeling pretty good about their offense. 2 touchdowns on the board at the end of the first quarter. Strathaven, though, on the move when we come back. Stick with us. Start of the second quarter action. We're coming right back. Talk to you again in 30 seconds right here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Pete Fulginetti. As always, 14-0 Marple Newtown on top of Strathaven as we start the second quarter. A couple other quick score updates. Radnor 14, Harrington nothing. Radnor needs to win and then get some help in all likelihood, but we'll keep you updated there. Garnet Valley 3, Upper Darby nothing late in the first quarter. Haverford looking to secure a first-round home game. They're on top of Lower Marion 14-0. Jack Donaghy working his magic over in Havertown. Here, second down and 6 for the Panthers. Wing to the right is Zach Nulon. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Quick hitter to Elijah Crew. Ball pops out late and
we might
down. Let's see. For it, and Marple Newtown is on top of it. Recovery by Karma Christiana is heels overhead that time. Low tackle on Elijah Crew. Ball popped out, and the first turnover of the night lands into the arms of the Tigers. First and 10 at their own 44-yard line with another short field here.
Yeah.
Field position for the Tigers tonight has been terrific. They've been near midfield two out of their three possessions. First two possessions, of course, landed in the Strathaven end zone. So Crew went for a few, and it's a shame he had had some room to go there. Two wide receivers to the left. Motion man. Now they flood this left side with Hoff. Throw the bubble screen out to him. Looking for some blocking. Cuts inside. And Kyrie Fuller there to meet him. Good work by Hoff to push it out across the 45 to the 48-yard line. Gain of four on the play. Second down and six upcoming.
Pretty good coverage by Panthers, though. They saw it coming and flooded everybody out there and made the stop.
So Paoletti in the early going here, 4 out of 4 for 111 yards. All four completions, thus all 111 yards, to Abel Hoff. Second down and six. Hoff motions again right to left of the short side of the field. They fake the bubble, and now looking for room off the right side is Paoletti on the keeper. He's a big, strong kid at just a sophomore, but at 195 pounds, powers his way out to the midfield stripe, and maybe they may even give him Strathaven 49.
Yep.
Third down and about three upcoming. So Marple really had kind of a platoon going at quarterback in the early season with Anthony Paoletti and another sophomore, Bobby Sedario. So a lot of youth at the skill positions especially. They're going to graduate a ton up front, which, of course, you know, has to rebuild for continued success. But a lot of these guys handling the ball tonight will be back for another year or two. Receivers are split. Wing to the left is Marcus Weathers. Or to the right, rather. Third and three, hard count. Give inside is to his younger brother, Marlon Weathers, who is wrapped up in the backfield. Nice work there, and falls forward. No gain on the play. Gaynor and Holbert in on the stop for the Panthers. Fourth and three upcoming. So first carry of the night for the freshman, Marlon Weathers. And actually, they'll give him the 48, so we'll call it fourth and two. And again, no hesitation from the home sideline here. Head coach Chris Kicking says, yeah, offense, stay on the field. Go get 2 yards. Marlon Weathers in the pistol behind the quarterback, Paoletti. Slot to either side, split to either side. Split to this near side is Abel Hoff. Instead, they fire to the far side. First down on the catch. Juggled. No, incomplete. Incomplete. They had it momentarily. Chris Rossini with a big hit to jar it loose. And number 23, Chris Rufo, couldn't squeeze it. First incompletion of the night for Marple, and here's Strathaven ready to take over. First and 10 at their own 48-yard line. So the turnover essentially, it hurts your time of possession. It puts your defense back on the field, but good stand by the defense, four and out.
And I question whether they would have done that, you know, if they were not up by 14 points. I'm just not too sure it's a great move under the circumstances.
End of the first quarter over the Del Valle Championship, effectively. Interborough and Academy Park, scoreless.
Whoa.
First and 10 here for Strathaven. Split end to the right is Kyrie Fuller. Jet sweep looking for room is Makai Hill on the cutback across the 50 and into Marple territory at the 48-yard line. Gain of four for Makai Hill. Second down and six upcoming. Hill, seven carries for 35 yards here in the early going. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores. Essentially have two undefeated teams going head-to-head tonight in the Chesmont for the championship, Downingtown East, Downingtown West. Same thing happened in the Pac-10. Spring Ford and Perk Valley both undefeated in Week 10. So some excitement playing out
absolutely
around District 1. On second down and six, it's Newline off the left side, cuts it back to his right and takes it to the 46. So gain of just two that time. And nice job by the Tiger defense holding their ground and staying home.
That's why
Mike Miller checks out of the game.
I was just going to say, that's why watching high school football is so cool. Because even if your team isn't doing particularly well, you know, there's so many other good teams, you know, locally you can look at. There's so much to follow when you're playing, you know, when you're watching high school football. And that's what makes it such a great thing. One of the reasons we're on the air. People all over listen to us.
Third down and four. From the 46, split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Wing T behind Colton Haywood. Play fake, back to pass, heavy pressure from the backside. Haywood still unloads deep down the sideline, has his man out there. Fuller incomplete, double coverage. Fuller had a little bit of reach on those guys, but couldn't quite haul it in down inside the 15-yard line. So now, fourth and four, and looks like the punt team will come on. Tough one there for the Panthers. Quick score update. Spring Ford has taken a lead on Perk Valley 7-6. Garnet Valley has extended their lead on Upper Darby 10-0 now. Speaking of extending leads, Haverford now 21-0 over Lower Marion. No surprise there, really. Unionville 13, Sun Valley nothing. Here, Zach Nulon takes a snap and punts it for the fourth time. Booms one. Terrific kick's going to back up Christiana inside the five and roll into the end zone for a touchback. 46 on the punt, no return, but they'll net just 26 as Nulon got all of that one.
Yeah,
and Marple starts at their own 20.
That's his first touchback, I think, of the year.
Could be, yeah.
Since I'm the keeper of the stats,
yep,
I
thank you.
See those numbers again.
Well done, well done. Plymouth White Marsh hanging on for dear life to get into the 4A playoffs. They lead Springfield Montco 14-0. Downingtown West and East still scoreless at the end of the first quarter, as is Academy Park and Interboro.
That's surprising.
Yep.
Although that's two good teams, Academy Park and Interboro.
Yeah,
be interesting.
Interboro's defense is terrific, and Academy Park's is better, I think. Shotgun give is to Fowler's, looking for room off the left side, and he's across the 25-yard to the 26. Shane Mulhern on the stop with Sean Daly. So two sophomores playing the corners tonight. Certainly some promise leading into next year for the Panthers. That was Jack Fallows. So most of the guys carrying the football tonight for Marple Newtown, underclassmen as well. Fallows is a sophomore. Tayron Johnson, who hasn't carried it yet, he's a sophomore. And Marlon Weathers is a freshman. Play fake and rolling to his right on second and six. Paoletti, eyes still downfield, firing to the outside. Has a man out there. Rufo's got it out at the 48-yard line. Slips a tackle momentarily and falls out to the midfield stripe. Gain of 24 for Chris Rufo, and a Marple Newtown first down.
You know, we were concerned going in tonight that our weakness was going to be all the new cornerbacks and safeties, and that's proving to be a problem.
As predicted. Paoletti can sling it, can't he? Big, strong kid, 6'1", 195 pounds, just a sophomore, so my guess is there's still some growing to do. Not so much scoring in some other big games. Pottsgrove and Pottstown fighting for playoff position. They're scoreless as well. Hoff rolls motions from right to left. Firing down this sideline. Has a man out there, and it is intercepted by Kyrie Fuller. Kyrie climbs the ladder and pulls it in at the 36-yard line. Pass intended for Tyler Kostak, but good work from Kyrie Fuller.
Absolutely.
I think that the idea is everybody looks at Abel Hoff underneath. They throw over top of it, but Kyrie says no. First and 10, Strathaven at their own 36.
Well, that was quite a play.
Paoletti's been picked off his share of times over the course of the season. Garnet Valley got him three times. And, you know, there were four Conestoga turnovers in total, two of them interceptions there. Strathaven now trying to cash in. Give inside is to Elijah Crew, who actually gets some help from the tackler, pushing him out to the 39. Second and seven upcoming with 6:48 to play here in this first half. 14-0 Marple Newtown. Strathaven with two defensive stops after Marple went really ripped right through them in their first two drives. Nice job by Kyrie with the interception, his first of the season. Fuller split to the left. Double wing. On second down and seven from the 39. Haywood back to pass. Firing to the outside. Has Fuller. Juggles momentarily, but hangs on. And he'll take it out to the 44-yard line. Bringing up third down and about two. First completion on the night for Colton Haywood. Nice to get him going. And a gain of six on the play.
Who got that pass?
Kyrie Fuller. Okay. Leading receiver for the Panthers. His 11th catch on the season now. Had a touchdown last week in the loss to Radnor. Here, third down and about two. Panthers, two tight end set this time. Eight in the box. Give is to the halfback, Makai Hill, who rumbles across the 45 out to the 49-yard line. Nice work by Hill. First down, Panthers. Eight carries, 41 yards for the Strathaven junior. And the Panthers on the move. Now take care of the football with 5:35 and counting to play here in the first. Two tight end set again. Wing right is Nulon. Give us to Elijah Crew on the cutback. He goes straight up the gut and across the Tiger 45 down to the 44.
Boy, the O-line is definitely doing some blocking here. They're moving people out. They're making the holes. if we could just get past secondary, we could get into the end zone.
Been the key to the season, really. Just not the breakaway threat in the offense this year. Guys who run hard, but not the breakaway speed that the Panthers are used to having year in, year out. And some of that speed not in uniform tonight. Amir Gordon, namely, with still out with an injury. Thomas Foster not in the lineup either. Second down and three. Haywood gives to Nulon. Blitz coming off the edge, and they ran away from it, thankfully. And Nulon pushes the pile near the first down yardage marker at the 41-yard line. We'll check the spot when they unpile. He's very, very close. They'll put it down at the Tiger 41. Referee's going to take a look and call for a measurement with 4:31 to play here in the first half. Still no score in a couple of big games, Pottsgrove and Pottstown, both trying to stay alive in the playoff hunt. 7-2 Pottstown and 6-3 Pottsgrove, both likely still to get in regardless of the result tonight.
What's the what do you hear on Garnet Valley?
Garnet Valley 10, Upper Darby nothing.
Okay.
Pensbury and Neshaminy knotted at 7. Both of them playing for their playoff lives.
Boy, they are maybe an inch from the first down, if they're that much.
All right. They stretch the chains, and the Panthers, third and an inch. Now, do you go with a quarterback sneak here with a quarterback who hasn't taken a hit in 3 months?
I don't know. I think you just go with your strength. You know, Marvin Nudhan has not been able to really stop him for no gain. So
true.
You know, the good news is I would hand it off, and I just wouldn't go too deep with it. Quick hitter would be a great idea right here, I think.
Quick trap play something like that.
Just something where they really can't establish themselves, and, even if we get a yard or two, done.
Move the
chains. And hold on to the ball.
Work the clock, yep.
Because, they're going to be grabbing at it, and as they should be.
Matt Smith of the Delco Times just tweeted out a five-word sentence that tells the story over in the Del Valle League. Academy Park's offense is befuddled. As it seems Interboro's holding them in check right now. Not surprising. Two tight ends. Wing T on third and inch. Give is to Crew. Lowers the shoulder. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. I think he got the inch and maybe a couple more. They're going to spot him shy of that 40-yard line, but it's is enough to move the chains and pick up another Panther first down.
Yeah, 41.
Give Crew a yard. Yep.
41 gets it, so he's past that.
They'll put it on the 40-yard line. 39 yards on 10 carries for Elijah Crew in the early going.
I put it on the 40, really.
All right.
Yep.
Matt Splain, split to the left. Nulon, split to the right. Slot right is Kyrie Fuller. Shotgun look for Haywood on 1st and 10. On 1st and 10, give on the jet sweep. Looking for room is Makai Hill. Dances into the secondary. Cuts back across the 35 down to the 34. Gain of 6. And the Panthers on the move. Working a few things off that shotgun look. Nice work by Hill. And again, the Panthers trying to play spoiler tonight. Nothing would make them happier than to knock Marple into some serious playoff agita.
Well, here's the interesting thing. With the 14-0 down and them making 3 and 4 yards at a time, they got their hands full to be able to get ahead in the rest of the game.
Second down, give is to Elijah Crew off left tackle. He's ridden down by Mike Miller, but again, Crew carrying the pile forward down near the 30-yard line. He's awfully close to another first down.
And Crew stutter-stepped, waiting for the block to take hold, and then launched forward.
All right. Interboro has just recovered a fumble at the Academy Park 37, so the Bucks threatening over there. Garnet Valley now leading 17-7 over Upper Darby, so the Royals on the board. Here, third and less than a yard. Two tight end set. Give us to Elijah Crew, fullback across the 30, down to the 26-yard line again. Good patience from Crew, waited for his blocks, and picks up 5.
Well, we've been talking about this. We just need an 18-game season to get this team to going.
Well, we're down about 18 players off the roster right now.
Right. Well, we got to recruit from the middle school, obviously.
47 players on the roster to start the year. They suited up 30 tonight. Injuries galore for the Panthers.
Really? They suited up 30 tonight? That was it?
30.
Wow.
Split end to the right, Kyrie Fuller. On 1st and 10, Haywood. Give his two off the left side. Oh, nice work there to trip up Nulon by number 86, Ryan Schneider. Defensive back coming in off the edge, and Nulon's probably going to lose a yard here back to the 30, sorry, to the 26. Now call it no gain.
Yeah, no gain.
Nuon, 5 carries for 10 yards here in the early going. Still scoreless over in Downingtown. Sold out. Crowd has been sold out for 5 days. Downingtown, east and west.
Nah.
Give inside is to Elijah Crew. Quick hitter there, waiting for it that time. Nice work there by the defense. Paoletti into the game now at linebacker. So the starting quarterback playing
really,
both
boy,
ways here. Crew picks up just 2.
That would scare me to death if I was this close to the playoffs.
Well, Marple Newtown has been, knock on wood for them, they've had very few injuries, very few. Trainer missed some time mid-season.
You realize if something happens now,
I know.
We'll be banned from the stadium for life.
I hope that certainly does not happen for their sake. On 3rd down and 8, give is to Crew off the left side, sheds 1 tackle momentarily, but nice work by Marcus Weathers to hang on by the shirt tail till help arrived, and that's going to stop Crew at about, well, let's see where they unpile and spot this. They're going to give him maybe the 22-yard line. This is growing up 4th down. Now timeout, Marple Newtown, with 1:03 to play here in the first half. 2 timeouts still in their pocket, and frankly, you know, trying to get the football back here. If they can stop Strathaven on 4th and
well, Haven's got a problem with the clock now with 1:03. I mean, the way they've been gaining, it would take at least 3 minutes of clock time to get from the 21 in.
But the Panthers still with time, 3 timeouts, and can do some things here. I think the worry is if you don't convert on 4th down, you don't want to leave Marple with much time on the clock to maybe cash in another big play before
they
half.
Will definitely go for broke, try to put this thing away.
That's right. So Strathaven trying to pick up a 1st down here to serve 2 purposes. Keep the ball, possibly score, but even if you do nothing more than run the clock down.
And Haywood's throwing it nicely, but I got to tell you, Tigers have covered our receivers extremely well. That's part of the problem. The ball has been close, but there's always been 2 receivers covering them, and they've been right there. So that's got to be a little scary. You could throw an interception here as long as there isn't much of a run back. Wouldn't make much difference.
Here we go. Rob Dubois checking into the game. Back in there at left guard. All right, here we go. Panthers are going to go for it. 4th and 6 from the Marple Newtown 22. Kyrie Fuller split end to the right. Motion man is Mekhi Hill. Play fake inside. Backside pressure, but Haywood lets it go, and it is deflected incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Tyler Kostak. If he holds it, he's probably running 80 yards. Instead, incomplete it goes. So the Panthers fail to convert on 4th down. But with 58 seconds left to play before halftime, the Panther defense needing a stop in a big, big way. And my guess is you have to somehow keep number 7 in the barn. Abel Hoff, just 1 yard rushing, but he has a rushing touchdown to his credit. But how about 111 receiving yards on 4 catches for these first 2 quarters?
Yeah, they're going to have to be really careful here.
All right. Marple Newtown, 5 wide, empty backfield. Paoletti in the shotgun. 3 to his left, 1 to his right. Motion man is to Abel Hoff, and they give it to him on the jet sweep. Turns upfield, flag on the play. Hoff is burning away from everybody at the 45-50. He's got 1 man to beat, but I think this is coming back. Hoff is going to go 78 yards, and it's coming all the way back. Marple Newtown did what they wanted to do there, get a ball in their hands, in the hands of their speedster, but holding on the offense is going to bring this all the way home. So the Panthers catch a break, if you will, although it was right at the point where someone potentially could have made a tackle.
Right.
But he is fun to watch run, I will say that.
And the coach, Marble Newtown's coach, is upset, but I don't know if he's upset at the ref for calling it or the player for engaging in a hold. We won't see the hold till we review the film.
Which won't be tonight.
Which will not be tonight.
Right.
And I usually don't comment on things like that because even if the ref made a mistake, it's just part of the game. They're doing what they can.
We've seen some interesting things at this field over the years. I remember a couple of plays with clock stoppages and fumbles out of the edge of the end zone over in that far corner with a couple of those years where Kevin Mulholland was the quarterback and some really tight games decided on some really interesting calls going either way. 35-0 Haverford on top of Lower Merion. So Mercy Rule is going to start there
And Haven takes a timeout.
And now Strathaven wants to talk things over with 44 seconds left to play before half. We're going to take a short timeout with them, see if the Panther defense can hold. Marple Newtown trying to tack on one more before halftime. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
44 seconds to play here before halftime. 14-0 Marple Newtown. They're backed up now at their own 12-yard line, 13-yard line. Couple quick score updates. Ridley 14, Conestoga 3. Neither of those two teams are going to the playoffs, but they actually will impact the 3A playoffs. I'll get more to that more at halftime. But Springfield Delco hanging on for dear life to their playoff hopes. They lead Pencrest 14-0, so they're okay, taking care of business. As is Radnor, up 14-0 on Harriton. So this is going to come down to the wire for those 7 and 8 seats. Here, first down, fire to the outside is Paoletti. Complete to Hoff, who stiff arms one man, still on his feet, lunging forward. And did he get out of bounds? Yes. Out near the, well, just a little bit past the original line of scrimmage. They'll mark him out of bounds at the 23-yard line, gain of 10 on the play. So Paoletti and Hoff connect for the fifth time here in the early going. Paoletti, 6 out of 8 for 145 yards and a touchdown. Back to pass again, looking down the seam. He goes, it is deflected beautifully by Shane Mulhern. Otherwise, Marcus Weathers is running a long way. Mulhern reaches up and swats it down with 32 seconds to play here before half. Paoletti comes to the sideline this time with the clock stopped. Third down and about 8. He brings in the play. Carmen Christiana checks out. Marlon Weathers, the freshman tailback, checks in. Marcus Weathers in there as well.
Well, now Marple has to be a little concerned about getting to the fourth down, to the first down marker. They're third and 9.
32 seconds to play here before halftime. Slot to either side, split to either side. Paoletti with a pistol look. Marlon Weathers behind him. On third and 8, back to pass. Three-step drop, looking, dancing away from one man, steps, fires over the middle. It is caught, and still on his feet is Rufo. Thought he caught that on one knee. Timeout on the play for after the play by head coach Chris Gicking. 22 seconds to play here, but Rufo makes a sliding catch out to the 41-yard line. So gain of 18 on the play. Rufo's second catch, 42 yards receiving now. But, I guess in a way that probably hurt Marple Newtown a little bit. If the call, if they blow it dead at the point he catches it and his knee is on the ground, it probably saves them 4 or 5 seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
But, That's a lot to ask of a 16 or 17-year-old kid to think of that.
Well, to think of that, and of course, I'm not too sure where the referee was when he saw it. It looked pretty clear that he'd gone down to one knee, which in high school football, you're down. I mean, yeah. I don't care whether you're touched or not. But I'll tell you, I think with all of us watching so much college and pro football, I think it's tough to remember the difference in the rules, even when you're a ref. I mean,
that's
it's like,
right.
Oh, you know, he got up. Because I've definitely seen some kids go, you know, a half a step or so into the end zone on a kickoff where in high school, that's downed in a touchback.
Right.
But in pros and college, obviously, you run it out.
Academy Park and Innerbro, halftime, scoreless. All right. Here, first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. 22 seconds left. One more timeout available to Marple Newtown. Back is Paoletti. Has time. Fires to the left side. Has Hoff across midfield. 45 steps out of bounds. Smart play by the senior to dance out of bounds at the 43-yard line.
Now this is when we start thinking about their field goal kicker.
Oh, yeah, he's terrific. He is absolutely outstanding. 16 more yards for Hoff and another first down. That's six catches for 137 yards in the first half. Strathaven's leading receiver has just a little over that on the season.
Yeah, well.
And again, totally different offense, yeah. You know, throw it around versus ground and pound. But Paoletti, 179 yards passing. First and 10 from the Panther, 42. Back to pass, rolling to his right is Paoletti. Has time. Looking. Steps up, fires deep down the middle, and it is incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Makai Hill, but actually went through his hands, and Hoff actually had a shot at it down near the 10. Incomplete, it falls, and now 8 seconds to play before half. I'm wondering if Coach Gicking calls something near the sideline, get maybe 10 yards, you know, something, a quick hitter, get you 10 more yards, and maybe Lambritios has a shot.
Well,
from
of course,
here,
it's 52 yards, but...
Well, yeah, it'd be more than that from here.
Oh, yeah, of course,
yeah.
It'd be 50.
59.
So, yeah.
59 from here. 10 more yards gives him a chance. Or do they take the shot deep down the field? 8 seconds to play before half. Strathaven in umbrella coverage here. Five men deep. Back is Paoletti firing to the near sideline. Hoff juggles. Uh-oh. Incomplete. There would have been about the 8 or 10 more yards he would have had. And now, with 4 seconds left, my guess is you see how far Paoletti can throw it. Hail Mary time. And the Panthers trying to avoid disaster here and keep this at a two-score game.
Well, it would be a high school record, I would think, or darn close if they let him go out and try to kick that field goal.
Yeah.
He had the foot.
The Pennsylvania record is a 64-yard field goal by Jerry McGrorty.
How did you know that?
Bishop Hoban. I just know it. Because it actually was, at the time, it broke the NFL record. It would have been an NFL record. All right. Final play of the first half, barring a penalty. Fire to the outside. Marcus Weathers makes a catch, steps out of bounds with 0.9 seconds on the clock. All right. Well, from the 36, you'd be looking at about a 53-yard field goal for Lambritios. Marcus Weathers, with his first catch, picks up 6. And now, are they going to give him a chance? They are.
Looks like it.
Yep. Timeout, Marple Newtown, and Lambritios is going to give it a go and try what I believe will be a career-long 52-yarder, 53-yarder maybe. So timeout, Marple. That's their final timeout. And, well, talk about clock management. 0.9 seconds left, and you use your third and final timeout, right? Pretty
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Pretty good. It's about as close as you can get with managing the clock here. All right, couple other score updates. We'll try to keep you going here. Springford still on top of Perk Valley, 7-6. Marple, again, midway through the second, it's 35-0. They're going to the mercy rule in that one. Let's see. Abington trailing North Penn. North Penn, again, trying to finish at 8-2. So here's Lambritios is going to try a 53-yard field goal. Strathaven puts four men down inside the 20-yard line just to make sure there's no fake and they can make a play here. Christiana to hold from 53. George Lambritios will give it a shot. Ball snap, spot, kick is away, and this is going to fall well short. It'll fall well short.
Better pick it up. It's a live ball.
Not a live ball. Strathaven needs to get away from it. No time left on the clock. The ball will be blown dead, and we will take it to halftime. So, a blazing start for Marple Newtown in their first two possessions. And then Strathaven's pretty much held their ground since. But no points on the board for the Panthers. 14-0 Tigers as they look to secure a playoff spot in AAA District 1 for the first time in 4 seasons. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out. Pete Fulginetti and Mike Mayer will chat up high school football. My guess is professional football. It's Dallas week, right?
Oh, you know
okay,
it.
Okay, so
you
we'll be talking it. Eagles, we'll be talking Panthers, and then I will come back with scores and scenarios for playoff time here around District 1 and District 12. So stick with us. Be back in just a few moments. Thanks again to our sponsors for helping us stay busy every Friday night of the high school football season. Your support is greatly, greatly appreciated, and thanks to all of our listeners as well. 14-0, Marple Newtown defending their home turf against the Panthers at the moment. Stick with us. Be back for some halftime chatter when we return on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630. To schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Welcome back to Marple Newtown High School, where the current score at halftime is Marple Newtown 14, Strathaven 0. But, Pete, it's been an interesting first half. Marple Newtown kind of came out and struck pretty quickly and frequently, but then turnovers and changeovers and ball possession for Strathaven, they haven't been able to score, but they certainly are giving the Tigers a little bit of run for their money.
Yeah, Mike, what I really notice is their ability to run the ball. The Panthers have moved the ball on the ground. They've scored multiple first downs. They haven't scored any points yet, but they have to continue this in the second half, and I'll tell you, there's two reasons why. The longer you control the ball and move it down the field is the less time that the Marple passing attack can have the ball.
Right.
Because they are a very devastating attack here, and you got to keep it out of their hands. So if you're the Panthers here, what you want to do is control the ball on the ground, eat away yards, eat away clock, and try to get two scores. Can it be done? I don't know. But that's, I think, their only chance here.
Well, and on the flip side of that, you know, Marple gets the ball first in the second half. They have got to keep Marple from scoring again because 21-0. I mean, literally, if Marple just allowed them at 21-0, allowed Haven to just continue to run off clock and 3 and 4 yard gains, there Haven would not have physically enough time to score.
Not unless we play six quarters tonight.
Well, I told you we need an 18 game season, six quarters a game. Although some of the games we played,
you know what? I'm really proud of the Panthers tonight because they're moving the ball, and they're moving the ball with sophomores tonight, Mike. This is our future. This is the players we'll be watching in the next couple of seasons, and they're showing tonight that they do have some ability, and they're only going to get bigger and stronger over the winter and into the next season. So I know this season obviously was a real tragedy or disaster.
Well, it's high school football. It was sad.
It was a sad season. but I think brighter things are ahead for this team. And Coach Clancy, I think tonight is being able to show some of his potential down the road here.
Oh, I think so. And I think, again, working the flip side, our poor new safeties and quarterbacks who are showing up here in basically a sophomore squad tonight, they're getting killed because, you know, they're trying to play coverage, which has got to be one of the toughest things to do in football because you have no idea where these guys are going and they keep moving around.
Number seven's name for the Marple?
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to have a problem. Abelhoff.
Well, he is just excellent. I mean, yes. he's got the speed that you see in class, you know, A football. I mean, I don't know if he's got any offers, but I'm sure he's going to some big time school.
I mean, he just
has excellent speed, and they like to get him the ball out in open space. And when he does, you know, he's a threat to go every time. So they got to keep that under control.
Well, the good news is, I saw, you know, we had a tip ball from Mulhern that would have been a completion had he not been there. So I see that we're beginning to get a little bit better feel, which happens. You know,
and you know what else I noticed? We have been able to control Marple's running game. They haven't been running the ball that much. I think I don't know the stats right now, but I know we have more rushing yards than Marple does.
Well, at this stage of the game, it's interesting because
their passing attack is hurting us.
Yeah, their passing attack is hurting us, and it's a little surprising they're using it only because, obviously, an incomplete pass stops the clock, and I would think Marple would want the time, now with a 14-0 lead, would want the time to go by as quickly as they can. We'll see what they do in the second half.
They could be trying to tune up that passing attack for next week, which will start the playoffs if they're in it.
Right.
And if they win tonight, they will be in it. So they might be looking down the road on that one.
And we should talk a little about playoffs. We will be doing the Strathaven-Phoenixville game next week, which is at George Elkins
Field. Yes, that is not on your schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
it's on our schedule now.
But it wasn't on the printed the preseason schedule. It's a game added that we have both teams added for next week. So we will have one more game next Friday night.
However, we also have, from Berman Medical, have been kind enough to guarantee the fees needed to pick up a PIA playoff game. So the second week of playoffs, we'll be looking for whatever the best game is, and Brian and I'll be making, and Pete to some degree, we'll be making that decision.
That would be the 20th.
Really Brian's call.
That'll be November 20th, I believe.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
So check with the website. We will certainly promote that site, promote that game, and that'll be a way for those that can't get there to listen to it. And for those who, you know, want to listen on archive as well, obviously it'll be available. So we will be continuing through the season. And with any luck, depending on how long Delaware County teams stay in this thing, we might do a couple of, maybe even as many as three playoff games. We will see how long Delaware County teams stay in and how our money holds up. So we'll go from there. In the meantime, you want to say one more thing?
One more thing before. I think in the second half, we have to get the ball into our number 10 running back Hill's hands.
Well,
he's shown excellent speed. He's been cutting back against the grain and gaining 5 to 8 yards per run. And I think we got to really give him the ball. And he's only a junior, so we can look forward to seeing him next year. I'm seeing some nice sophomore and junior play here that's going to excite me for next year. But I think that's something we got to do in the second half and control the ball, keep it out of Marple's hands, because as long as we have it, they can't score.
Well, the first order of business is Marple's going to get the ball. We got to keep him from scoring. If that doesn't happen, might as well mail the rest of this one in. Of course, they won't. They'll go out and play it as hard as they can and maybe even score a few points. Yeah. But I'm very pleased, as I thought this might. When we first saw Marple running with this thing and running away and scoring so quickly, we were like, oh, man, this is going to be such a long night. But they've done well. Now, the other problem that Strathaven has is they tend to get clobbered pretty badly in the third quarter. So that's one of the things we're going to look for. We got to see if they can contain it. And, of course, Marple's going to come out. I'm sure there's not nice words in that Marple locker room right now.
I believe they'll come out, and they'll be throwing the ball all over the place in the second half because they've shown a tendency that that's how they move the ball the best.
Well, we'll see. There are a couple of knockdown passes, one interception already. So we'll see. Well, anyway, there's a big game Sunday night between the Birds and the dreaded Cowboys.
Cowgirls, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but okay. So what are you thinking, Pete?
This is a tough one to call, but I'll tell you why. Because the Eagles offensively have been really off and on all season, you know, drop passes. They just haven't played great offensively. Their defense has been excellent. They played much better defense and offense. And going into the season, it was supposed to be the reverse. What I think the Eagles' advantage will be here is the Cowboys are just banged up. I mean, they don't have Tony Romo.
Right.
You know, you take him out of the equation, and their backups are just not that good.
Yeah, but look at their scoring last
week. You know,
week.
I mean, I don't see that Dallas being able to score that much against our defense. I don't think we'll score a lot against their defense, but I think the Eagles will score enough to win this game, maybe 20-14, something like that.
20-14, 14-7.
Nah.
Won't be that low?
Nah, 14-7 in the pros is tough.
It's tough, yeah. Well, the field goes alone. If you get three or four field goals, then there's 12 points.
So, I mean, I think they'll win this game. Now, if they turn the ball over more than two times, they probably won't. But if they don't, if there's they have two or less turnovers, they'll win by seven or more points.
All right, so you're calling for an Eagle win.
Not by much, about a 6 or 7 point win.
Okay. All right, you heard it here first. We don't have any baseball to talk about. That was over. It was nice to see the Royals win it, though.
It was nice to see the Mets lose it.
Well, I wasn't going to say that because I don't like to be that nice.
But I know you, being from Kansas City.
Yeah,
you had that, you know,
it shows you the timing in life. I went to Kansas City, and they went to the World Series for the first time, and we were all so excited. And, of course, even more excited because who were they playing? The Philadelphia Phillies. So, of course, everybody bet me that the Phillies would win.
1980, we're talking about, yep.
And everybody bet the Phillies would win. And of course, Phillies hadn't been able to win a World Series forever. And I thought, nah, we're going to take this. We're too good. We're too this.
I remember that final game and when they won it at the Veterans Stadium. And unbelievable.
Now, my wife went to the final game of that series. All right, where they won it.
Yes.
And she doesn't understand. It's not that she doesn't understand. She's not a sports person. But she was dating someone at the time who had a ticket, and she went. She said, boy, that was so exciting. I said, did you realize what was going on? She goes, well, I knew it was exciting. I said, all right.
Okay.
Being raised in Los Angeles, I've been to my fair share of World Series with the Dodgers, which has been a great ballpark. If you ever get a chance to be out in L.A. and there's a chance to see a Dodger game,
it's a great ballpark. Royals Park? You've been in that one, right?
Oh, sure. Kansas City Royals?
Yeah.
That's a great little park. Well, that was one of the first parks where they built the football stadium.
The Dancing Waters?
But they've got the Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs right next door.
Yeah.
And they were actually, originally, when they built them, they were thinking about building them so they could have a cover that would roll on like a railroad track, and they would just roll it from one stadium to the next.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the costing came in, and the cost for the rolling roof was more than the cost of the two stadiums combined. They said, okay, pass. But no, the Arrowhead's a great stadium too because it was like at the time a giant college stadium. It held a lot of people, but in those days it was very rare to have a football.
Arrowhead is noted for noise.
Yeah, well, it's because it's very bowl and it's very high stairs. So you're really looking down on it. And of course, I came from an environment where we used to go to the L.A. Coliseum for football. That was terrible. Held 100,000 people, and if you were up in the top 20 rows, you had a file with the FAA.
That was made for the Olympics more than anything.
Yeah, of course, but that was the field they used. So in any event, all right, well, we're done here. So we're going to go back and take our break. And for those who are tuning in late, of course, you can look at our scoreboard right online.
And we will be back next week with one more game.
Yes, with one more game for Strathaven. But the score is currently Tigers 14, Strathaven nothing. We're going to come back and hear scores from around the area and see what else has happened that Brian found out. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Listen to our sponsor's message.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI, Boyle's Disposal Incorporated, is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149. But if I didn't pick up your garbage,
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area.
Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. Oil disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Harry Harvey Field here in Marple Newtown High School. Senior night, which means senior cheerleaders and senior football players were honored prior to the game here at Marple Newtown, and senior band members being introduced with their parents as we speak. So an extended halftime here. Good timing, actually, because it gives us plenty of time to talk playoffs and scores from around District 1. All right, let's start with 3A. In the AAA playoff race right now, three teams really battling for the final playoff spot. Lead going into tonight. We said if Marple Newtown wins, an 8-2 finish would keep them in. If they were to fall to Strathaven tonight, a Panther comeback pushes Marple to 7-3, and believe it or not, they could actually fall behind a 6-4 Springfield or even a 6-4 Radnor.
Based on
now,
points.
All based on power points. So here's the deal. Radnor and Springfield, as we speak, are taking care of business. They have to win and make sure, and Radnor's going to need some help. But Springfield leading Pencrest 14-0 at half. Radnor up 28-0 on Harriton.
But Harriton has no bonus points.
Right. So Radnor, what needs to happen for Radnor to get in, okay, basically shakes out like this. Radnor needs to win, and assuming Springfield holds on to beat Pencrest, if they end up tied, remember, Radnor beat Springfield head-to-head, so if they end up tied on power points, Radnor gets the playoff nod.
Right.
But a lot of games would have to go their way, which means Haverford would have to beat Lower Merion. Right now, that's an emergency rule standpoint. Check for Radnor. Haverford is leading Lower Merion 35-0 as we speak.
That's a done deal.
Radnor would also need Academy Park to beat Innerbro. That is scoreless at halftime. Academy Park, a very good second-half team, but scoreless at half against a Bucks team that plays some terrific defense. So still a toss-up there. But what Radnor would also need is Ridley to beat Conestoga. Ridley was ahead 14-3, and Conestoga has answered now with 25 straight points. 28-14 Conestoga at half. Not good for Radnor. Also not good for Radnor, they would need Upper Darby to beat Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley leads right now 20-7 at halftime. So this is all good news for Springfield. If they win, they are getting the help so far that they need to seal up that number 8 spot. Potts Grove and Pottstown, last we heard, was scoreless. That could shake up seeding, but all of those teams would be in the mix there, Potts Grove and Pottstown. So we'll keep that updated as well. Now, in the 4A, Downingtown East and Downingtown West playing for the number one overall seed and the Chessmont title. They are tied at 7 at halftime. That's, again, basically going to determine your one and maybe really your top four seeds in AAA because, or Quad A, because that will trickle down after that. Also in the mix for a high seed and a home playoff game, Upper Dublin. Upper Dublin just hammering Upper Marion as expected, 42-7. No surprise there. Upper Dublin ranked top five in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, also a big game and two undefeated teams in the Pac-10 for the playing for the Pac-10 title, Spring Ford and Park Valley. Spring Ford 7, Park Valley 6. Ooh. They're just before halftime there. And so, again, that really is you know, going to determine maybe somebody getting as high as a 3 seed or maybe someone falling down to maybe a 6 or a 7. Garnet Valley with a win over Upper Darby tonight would push them into not probably a home game, but probably a 10 or 11 seed. We'll see what happens there. Upset in the making, Neshaminy over Pensbury at the moment, 13-0. Pensbury is playing for a home game in the playoffs. Neshaminy, they lose, they're definitely out. They would go to 6-4. But 7-3, Neshaminy would go to the number 14 seed, and Pensbury would drop all the way down to number 12, the way Kyle Berger from WNPV is projecting it right now. So that's a biggie right there. At the Quad A level, what that would also mean, Neshaminy win, knocks Penridge out. Penridge is on top of Bensalem, winless Bensalem. They're not getting many power points, so Penridge could be 7-3 and finish out. Speaking of great records and finishing out of the 4A race, Westchester Ruston and Coatesville. Ruston is 7-2. They could win tonight and still be out at 8-2, believe it or not.
That's if you play the wrong teams.
Coatesville, even with a win tonight over Ruston, would need a ton of help. 7-3 Coatesville playing in the Chessmont with a bunch of terrific teams, still could be out at 7-3. So you could have three or four 7-3 teams out of the Quad A playoffs in District 1. What a shame that is, in a way. Unionville is going to go to 8-2. They're all over Sun Valley, 20-0 at the moment. They will probably get a home game at 8-2 in the Quad A playoffs. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. Lots going on at the 3A and 4A playoffs. Oh, one more quick one. Quakertown suffered their first loss last week, but still leading Central Bucks East, CB East, at 7-2. Again, right now, right on the cusp. If they were to fall to 7-3, they're probably still in, but getting a low seed, especially if Garnet Valley wins. CB East may fall to, say, a 12 or a 13 or a 14 even, if they can't knock off Quakertown.
And that makes your first game really tough.
Yes, then you're playing a top three or top four seed, and again, very tough. Quakertown, should they win tonight and hang on, they would go to 9-1 and probably be maybe in that 5 or 6 range, certainly enough for a home game for head coach George Bannis, one of my high school rivals and sometime teammate, actually, baseball teammate in the Carpenter Cup. So, again, like to look around now and say, wow, these guys are coaching, and it just feels like yesterday when we were all playing.
Yeah, but you have to be my age, they're retiring.
Well, that's okay. George isn't retiring anytime soon. Quite a turnaround up at Quakertown, so congratulations to the Panthers from Upper Bucks County. So, again, lots going on in the playoff races. Again, I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to plug it again. WNPV1440.com. You can listen online at 11 o'clock tonight. They will more or less do a selection show. They have a projection. It won't be absolutely solid until Council Rock North and Council Rock South play tomorrow night. But, of course, if Neshaminy wins, Council Rock North would be out anyway in all likelihood. So that game may mean a little bit less if Neshaminy hangs on to beat Pensbury. But, again, we will see. The winner of tomorrow night's game still may have an effect on what's going on with some other teams and the seeding in Quad A. Neshaminy, speaking of, just gave up a touchdown. Touchdown Pensbury, 13-7 now. So they've got a game over there. And we'll see what's going on later on there. Bishop Shanahan on top of Avengrove, 17-7. Shanahan will finish 5-5 if they hang on there, and beating a 4A team with four wins will probably give them a little bit more traction in the AAA race, but it's still not likely to be enough to get them in. Shanahan 5-5 with some good wins and a much improved team. Brand new field up there. as well. So maybe it's a program on the rise. They've got a good turnout, but I think they're going to be just a little bit shy, probably in that 9 or 10 spot when it's all said and done, even with a win tonight over Avengrove. So we'll keep an eye on that.
All right, just to remind you, in case you've been listening, didn't listen to halftime, we will not be covering a playoff game next week because we're going to be with the Panthers on their final game of the season, which is against Phoenixville. It's a non-league game. The coach's contest doesn't really count towards anything, but gives the kids a chance to play. And then this next week, due to Berman Medical, who's sponsoring us for the playoffs, we will be at one game in the Delaware County area,
yep.
And we to be undecided, obviously, until we see who wins.
All
and
right.
Here we are with the second half.
Second half action ready to go. Zach Neulon has a teed. Halfway between the hash marks, ever dangerous, Abel Hoff stands back deep to return. Hoff's going to pick it up on two hops at the 8-yard line, looking for a wedge and a little bit of running room. Cuts back to his right, dances away from one man, shoestring tackle by Sean Daly, the sophomore, cuts him down at the 40-yard line, or else Hoff is making the special teams unit look bad. All right, Hoff, all-purpose yardage is starting to pile up. In that first half, six catches, 137 yards receiving, just two carries running it, two carries for 1 yard. Of course, he had a 73-yard touchdown run called back for a holding penalty, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. All right. Riley Fillman checks in at wide receiver and now checks back out of the game. Marlon Weathers checks in at halfback. 11:50 to play here in the third quarter, and referee's going to talk things over. Is this an equipment issue? Talking to number 56, Matt Traynor, one of the co-captains, working on something on a shoulder pad here.
Who kicked off? Was that Neulon?
Neulon, yep.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Four wide receivers. Pistol look here for Anthony Paoletti and the Tiger offense. Nose of the football at their own 40-yard line as they look to get things restarted where they started the first quarter. Panther defense tightened after those opening two possessions. Four wide. Paoletti barking out the signals in the shotgun. Motion man is Marcus Weathers. They fake to him. Paoletti's going to keep it himself off left tackle. Runs through Matt Splain and falls forward to the 43. Splain gives up about 30 pounds, but hangs in there and drops Paoletti after a gain of about 4. Brings up second down and 6. Paoletti, 4 carries now for 17 yards. Rushing attack, essentially non-existent for Marple in the first half, but of course, they had that long touchdown run by Hoff called back. It's a big part of it. Tight end to the right is Noah Turner. Motion man from left to right is Weathers. They give it to younger Marlon Weathers off right tackle. Lots of running room. He cuts it back, and the freshman into Strathaven territory to the 44-yard line. Marlon picks up 11. That's the longest run of the night for any of the Marple Newtown backs. First down, Tigers. They'll spot it at the 44-yard line, and Marple Newtown huddling at the moment. A lot of no huddle in that first
Yeah, but boy, if I was Marble Newtown, I'd take as much time off that clock as I possibly could, knowing that way Haven has to score.
Receivers are split. Pistol look with a fullback. Now give is to Marlon Weathers, looking for running room off right tackle, and he's banged down there by Makai Hill, who came up hard. Lee Holbert in on the stop as well. And a gain of about 2 for that time. Second down and 8 upcoming. So, again, Marple's defense spent a lot of time on the field in the first half. Time of possession well in favor of the Panthers, but scoreboard certainly tilted the Tigers' way at the moment. Marlon Weathers checks out along with Noah Turner, the tight end. Abel Hoff not on the field at the moment. Jack Fallows is the tailback in the pistol. Two receivers to the left. Now they flood this near sideline. They're going to fake the bubble screen and keep him to the right side. Is Paoletti going to keep it himself and running hard across the 40 down to the 36? And now flag comes in late as there was looked to be a hit after the play, and they might get an unnecessary roughness here against the Panthers.
I don't know. One of the Panthers was applauding. I'm not too sure what that was.
I don't know. It was a Tiger sent flying at the right as the whistle blew. They're going to give Paoletti the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 1. At the moment, but dead ball. Oh, ooh. It's against Marple Newtown. All right, so they're going to march this off. It's post. If they say it's post play, I mean, this really should set up third down. And 15 yards back is going to move this thing back near midfield, and will actually.
Yep, right on midfield.
All right, so that should be third down if this is post play. Let's see.
You just told them third down.
Okay. Third down it is. Third now and 16.
Yep.
So a nice run by Paoletti. Spoiled by the post-play penalty. He's in the shotgun, pistol look, and he's rolling to his left. They have three receivers out to this side. He fires deep down the sideline, has a man out there, and Daly in good coverage, and Marcus Weathers playing defensive back a little bit, and he might actually get flagged for offensive pass interference. Kyrie Fuller is saying, he's clapping his hands, thinking, yeah, Daly was interfered with. Might have had a shot at an interception there.
That's a good penalty to take, though, because you don't turn over the ball that way.
Right, so pass interference on the offense.
But do you take it because it's fourth down now?
No, I think fourth and 16. My guess is the Panthers will say decline and punt, but we'll see. Or do you march them back?
Oh, yeah, but with these guys on a pass play, you could
that
could eat that up real quick.
All right. And they will repeat third down. The Panthers will accept this penalty. Oy. Offensive pass interference.
I think that's a mistake.
Well, Abel Hoff is on the sideline momentarily. But again, still the. It's going to be third down. Or no, they're going to decline. Okay.
Okay.
Well, over on the far sideline, the chain gang thinks they're declining. They've switched over to fourth down. Yeah, okay. And the punt team will come on. Nice work by the Panther defense, namely Sean Daly on that third down play to break it up. And the punt team is on. Three and out. Good return there by Abel Hoff to the 40-yard line. Got the Tigers in good field position, but a 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty really disrupted things. Sean Daly and Mekhi Hill await the punt from Riley Fillman. The sophomore stands inside his 40 awaiting the snap. 9:51 to play here in this third quarter. Marple picked up one first down and now is kicking it away. End over end kicks. Angling towards Daly, takes a takes a hop inside the 30 and down at the 26-yard line, or 25 rather, by number 55, Gino DiCamillo. All right, Panthers will get the offense on the field, first and 10 at their own 25, moving left to right.
Well, they did what they had to do, which is to make sure that Marble didn't score on the first possession, so they had a shot at this. And, you know, well done, guys. They had Panthers, a little help with some, you know, with some penalties, but that's okay. We'll take it.
Panthers with over 100 yards rushing in the first half, just six through the air. Colton Haywood, one for six, one for four throwing it. That completion to Kyrie Fuller. Two tight end set. Fuller to the right, Splain to the left. On first down, give is to the fullback. This is Elijah Crew, who's spun down to the 30-yard line. And 5 yards for Elijah. Brings up second down and five. So, again, there has been some give to this Marple Newtown defense, I will say. And nice work there by Marcus Weathers on the stop. A lot of two-way starters for both teams, obviously for Strathaven at this point, given the... Well, you're looking at basically 19 positions out of the 22 field positions out injured.
Right, and Haven's defense, I mean, they've done down really by 14 well. Points, that's, you know, you're in the game.
Absolutely. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Wing T behind Haywood, give off the left side is Newline, and he is met by Marcus Weathers again. Nice work by Weathers. Tackles on consecutive plays. This one 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, third down and eight. Nice work there by Marcus, who, again, if you remember from last year, he was the quarterback of this team as a junior.
I don't remember.
And the thought was, okay, this is a good thing. And then suddenly, on opening night, they split him out as a wide receiver and unleash a pair of sophomore quarterbacks. Coach Kicking saying, let's just get our best athletes, our best weapons on the field. And now you've got Hoff and Weathers at split end on either side of the field. And, you know, it's... Again, kind of a risky move, but it's paid off very nicely for the Tigers thus far at 7-2. Third and eight from the 27, Haywood, double wing, fullback behind him is Crew. They fake it to Crew, back to passes, Haywood under heavy pressure, now is going to scramble, has a lot of room off this right side, looks to cut it back, and now is going to run out of room, spins across the 30 and down. I think if he keeps going, I think he had some more room off this right side here. But Haywood is... on the cutback, stopped at the 31-yard line, brings up fourth down and four. So, yeah, I agree. He got kind of bent underneath him on the tackle. I thought he had more room if he just kept on coming to this near sideline.
And it'd be a little cleaner for him, too, I think. But
all right. Zach Newland will punt it away. Standing deep to return is Carmen Christiana, the junior. He awaits inside his 40. Newline has not seen any pressure and no rush again this time. Booms one. Terrific kick. Going to back up Christiana and pounce over his head and rolling towards the inside. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Panthers in pursuit are going to walk down next to it. And the ball will be down at the 1 yard line. What a job by Newline. Unbelievable.
great punt. Boy, that was, matter of fact.
That is a 68-yard punt. No return. There you go. Incredible.
We may not score, but other aspects of the game are doing real well. Thank you very much.
We've seen some good special teams play. I remember Alex Bratsis one time 2 years ago at this field sprinting down there and diving, and it was a disputed play where he touched the ball down inside the 5, and his momentum carried him into the end zone, which in the pros would mean touchback.
Right.
Not so much in high school. Just have to touch it.
Right.
All right, under center for the first time, Paoletti turns and gives the tailback Marlon Weathers, and he is lucky to get back to the line and gets maybe a yard. Nice work by Billy Gaynor and Lee Holbert in the middle of that defense to hold up.
I like that kid, Billy Gaynor. I just think he's a force there.
Did very well in his first varsity start last week. Gaynor with 7 tackles a week ago, and again, 300-pounder right in the middle of the line. He is tough to move. Second down and 9.
Yeah, 1 yard gain there. So, boy, it'd be nice to pin him back here.
Single setback, 2 tight ends. Back to pass, 3-step drop, firing to the outside. It's caught by Marcus Weathers. He steps away from one man, and he's out near the 10-yard line and near first down yardage. We'll check the spot. I think they're going to give it to him. They're going to give him the 11, 9 yards for Marcus Weathers and a Tiger first down. So a little bit of breathing room now as they connect on a quick hitch. Paoletti will bring in the play, 6:22 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Marple Newtown up 14-0, and Panthers trying to pin them down deep in their own end zone, or deep near their own end zone, rather. Paoletti gives the tailback Marlon Weathers. He is banged down. Ryan Morris swallows him up along with number 53, Shane Mulhern. The two inside backers drop him immediately. So no gain on the play for Weathers. Second down and 10. Hoff still on the sideline at the moment. Not sure if he's unhealthy or is it just a strategic decision here. Either way, receivers split to either side. Chris Rufo to the right of formation, far side of the field. Motion man is the second tight end. And back to pass Paoletti. Looking for a hitch, not there. Rolling to his right now, has some running room. Turns upfield, stiff arm on Mulhern, but Mulhern does well to hang on and sling him down at the 15. Brings up third down at about 7. I believe, well, where are they going to spot this? Over on that right hash mark, farthest away from us. And they
looks
need
like
the 20.
16.
Okay. All right, third.
And 5.
And about, yeah, almost 6.
Yeah,
okay.
Almost 6, right?
All right. So Paoletti picks up 4 on his 6th carry of the night, 28 yards rushing.
All right, come on,
go
guys.
Go along with 194 yards passing.
Hold him here.
Mike is cheering the defense now. 3rd and 6 from the 16. 2 receivers to either side. Pistol look. Fallows dots it. Back to passes Paoletti. Looking to his left. Pump fake and then firing to the outside. It is incomplete. Underthrown. Daly in coverage. And Tyler Kostak coming back to it. Could not quite come back far enough. So Paoletti fires short on his 17th attempt of the night. And the punt team back on. Strathaven in pretty good shape here to get good field position. Perhaps on the Marple side of the field.
I was going to say, should be at least a midfield. So good clean catch or stay away from it or be smart, guys.
So a 68-yard punt from Zach Newline tilted this field for the moment. Riley Philman to punt it. He stands just in front of his goal line. Daly and Makai Hill to return. Good kick this time. It's going to head towards Daly. Daly's going to have a shot at it. Looking for room at the 45. Spins away momentarily and then hangs on and is buried by a wall of 4 black jerseys at the 43. All right, Panthers in good shape here. Trailing by 14, but field position-wise are in good shape here, starting on the Marple side of the field. That's how you draw it up, I mean, special teams-wise. Unionville's extended their lead on Sun Valley 33-0. Innerborough's defense is just suffocating Academy Park, says Matt Smith. And there's still no score there.
Well, obviously they're doing their job on Innerborough, too, because there's no score.
Yeah. Here we go. Back shift. Wing right is Newlon. Crew and Hill behind Colton Haywood. They give it to Makai Hill. A little bit of room off the right side. He's ridden down by Noah Turner, number 10. Hill to the 41 for a gain of 3. Second and 7 upcoming for the Panthers. 10 carries, 50 yards for Makai. 15 carries for 56 yards for Elijah Crew. So those two doing the bulk of the legwork thus far. All right. Garnet Valley and Upper Darby now tied at 20. Wow. All right. Split end to the left here is Makai Hill. Or I'm sorry, is Kyrie Fuller. They run the jet sweep to Newlon, and he is banged down by Marcus Weathers. Weathers having a whale of a third quarter on the defensive side. Newlon's going to lose 4 on the jet sweep. Just nothing doing over there. Not nearly enough speed and not nearly enough blocking to hold off Weathers and friends. Ball back at the 45-yard line, 3rd and 11.
Well, that was just a block that got away from him. That should not have happened. But
3rd and 11, likely 4-down territory here for the Panthers if they can get something positive on 3rd down.
Come on, throw the ball. Let's see what we can do here.
Kyrie Fuller split to the right to the near side of the formation right in front of us. Wing to the right is Newlon. 5-step drop for Haywood. He wants it all. Got Fuller incomplete off his fingertips at the 10. And oh, so close to a big play. Oh, another 3 inches in either direction. And it's a touchdown. That ball was delivered very nicely by Haywood. And Fuller had a step. Incomplete, it falls, or Haven would have cut the lead in half.
And Fuller got his fingertips on it.
Yes, he did.
So close.
Like I said, another 3 inches of Fuller running onto it, or another 3 inches shorter on the pass, and it's 6. Newlon, on to punt one more time.
Bury him deep. Another good punt. Let's see it.
Cristiano awaits at his 10. High snap this time. Newlon steps into it. Spiraling kicks heading towards Cristiano. He's going to have a chance to return. He's got it at the 10. Looking to step away from one man. Stiff arm on Daly, but now two more white shirts have him wrapped up after just a very short return. Nice work by Steven Seal. And number 44, Joe Healy on the stop. Nice work. We'll stop him at the 12-yard line. And again, Marple pinned deep in their own territory for most of this third quarter, but that fast start in the first quarter still giving them a 2-touchdown lead here with 2:48 to play in the third. All right. We'll keep you posted on some other scores. Upper Darby and Garnet Valley. Tables have turned over on Lansdowne Avenue. 20-20 over there. Here we go. Inside give on first down for Marple Newtown. Out to the 15-yard line goes the ball carrier, Jack Fallows, who runs into Ryan Morris. Gain of just 3 for Fallows, 3rd down and 7. Well, the scoreboard has been cracked over in the Del Valle Championship. Innerborough 6, Academy Park nothing.
Ooh.
So Academy Park having trouble with Innerborough here. Here, 2nd down and 7. Paoletti give one more time to Fallows. Cuts off the right side this time. Pete Deeb with some help from Makai Hill. Drop him at the 17, so a gain of just 2 more. 3rd down and 5. You know, there's something to be said here for the Marple Newtown sideline to say, you know what, let's move this clock as fast as we can. Let's get everybody out of here quickly, healthy, looking to make a big playoff run. You have a 2-touchdown lead, some confidence that Strathaven maybe can't score quickly, certainly with missing some of their playmakers tonight.
Right. I think if Haven gets a touchdown, you may see a little more efforts from Marple Newtown.
But right now they seem content to run clock and stick with a very, very short passing game. Abel Hoff not even on the field. Motion man's Christiana from right to left. 3 wide receivers flooded that way. Rolling to his left is Paoletti under heavy pressure. He's going to throw it off a 1 foot. Awkward looking throw, but he delivers it anyway. Great, great work by Paoletti to hit Marcus Weathers on the near sideline out near the 26-yard line. Gain of 9 on the play. And Weathers, with his third catch, has given Marple Newtown another first down. Paoletti rolling right, or rolling left as a right-hander, has to square those shoulders, and it was not textbook that time, but had enough arm strength to get it out there. Yep. Nicely done. 203 yards passing for the sophomore. Three wide receivers bunched to the left, gives the tailback and foul is straight up the middle this time, sees part for him, and the free safety, Makai Hill, makes the stop all the way out at the 38-yard line. Gain of 12 for Fallows, just straight ahead that time, good blocking on the interior line.
Now, we may be starting to see a fatigue factor for Haven because, you know, most of these kids are going both ways now.
And Billy Gaynor checks out. Tony Kaskinen checks in at defensive tackle alongside of the sophomore Holbert. Rajib Boyer sets up his defensive end to the left. Ooh. Snap goes through the hands of Paoletta. He picks it up on one hop. Rolling. Looking. He's going to put it in the air anyway. Incomplete. Looking for Christiana. Good decision. Non-intentional grounding. Put it close enough where you can make the argument the receiver was there. And just deliver it out of bounds.
Good football thought. Good play.
Second and 10. That's the second time tonight. It's been kind of a wasted snap. And they've had trouble with this in weeks past. I will tell you that there have been games. Even Pencrest last week, a very tight game, 20-17, Marple hung on to win, but there was a snap over the head of Paoletti that that Pencrest recovered last week. And all right, well, something to clean up, something still to work on, as always, for every team. Three receivers bunched to the right now, motioning to the left. Is Marcus Weathers. Play fake and back is Paoletti, rolling to his right this time, stepping up, firing deep down that far side, looking, and it is swatted away by Chris Rossini, the sophomore, with a left hand, swats it out of bounds. Beautifully covered.
What's his number, 30?
Number 30, Chris Rossini. Big time play on that far sideline. Otherwise, Christiana was there for a big gain. Third and 10. Some very nice pass defense from the sophomore corners tonight. We've seen Sean Daly in good position. Rossini with a big play right there. Kyrie Fuller with the interception earlier. And now third down and 10. 40 seconds to play here in the third.
I'll tell you, in the third has been a quarter that Haven's been just bombed, and they've done extremely well this quarter.
Hanging right in there. Now they're trying to get off the field and get that offense back out there. Three receivers bunched to the left. One to the right, and back to passes. Paoletti, all sorts of time. Down the middle he goes. He's got a man wide open at the 45-yard line, and inside the 40 to the 36 goes number 23, Chris Rufo. His third catch of the evening goes for a bunch.
Mm. Yeah, the bunch is 27 yards.
Yep, 27 indeed. He's up to 69 yards receiving on those three catches. 230 yards passing for the sophomore quarterback, Anthony Paoletti. Just too much time that time.
Yeah,
I mean, that's hard to cover for that long.
Yeah, hands on the hips for some of the defensive linemen now because they got to stay in this game way too long.
Downingtown East has taken the lead on Downingtown West for the first time tonight. Harry Angeline, last play of this quarter indeed. 7 seconds left here in the third. Play Givens to Fowles. Lots of running room. Straight up the middle he goes. 30-yard line. Spins through tacklers. And again, the fatigue starting to show now. Down to the 18-yard line. And that's where we'll start the fourth quarter. 17 yards for Fowles. By far the best running play of the night for the Tigers. So we'll take a short timeout. See if the Panther defense can find a second wind here. 14-0 Marple Newtown, and they're driving when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Clancy, and thanks for sending it to the fourth quarter. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulgenetti helping with the stat spotting and, of course, our halftime entertainment. And in the meantime, Marple Newtown starting to find their sea legs here on this in the latter part of the third quarter. This drive started back near, well, inside their 20-yard line, and now first and 10 from the Strathaven 18. Big third down conversions on a couple of plays. Completions to Marcus Weathers and Chris Rufo have kept these drives alive, and now number 21, Jack Fallows, his last two runs have gone for 12 and 17 yards right through the gut of the Strathaven defense.
All right, time for a turnover, guys.
Panthers have forced one tonight with the interception by Kyrie Fuller back in the second quarter. Pistol look with a fullback. Paoletti with Fallows behind him. They'll give it to Fallows straight up the middle. He goes. Lots of push right up the middle again, and he'll bang his way inside the 15, down near the 11. Gain of seven more. So, Panthers again getting a little cushy in the middle of the defense, understandably so.
Absolutely. They've done a great job so far. Unfortunately, offense couldn't find a way to score, but they've held them, and if they could hold them here, that would be wonderful.
Spring Ford 13, Perk Valley 6. Extra point pending over there. Gives the fouls off right tackle, and he bangs through Mulhern. And again, good second effort. Mulhern had him stopped back near or behind the line of scrimmage, maybe, and Fallows bounced off it.
And you know when he's bouncing off, when Mulhern doesn't wrap him up, Mulhern's tired.
Yep. Hands on hips, as you said, for many Strathaven defenders here. Clock will stop as they move the chains, give him three and a first down. All right, they'll spot this one inside the 10 now, down at the 7. Sticks on the ground on the far sideline. First and goal to go for the Tigers. Riley Fillman checks in at wide receiver. Tyler Kostak checks out. Again, Downingtown East on top of West, 14-7. Midway through the third there. Here, pistol look. Paoletti gives to Fowler. Looking for running room off the right side. He does find it inside the 5 and ridden down by Mulhern that time, but not before he picks up 5 more yards and second and goal from the 2. Fallows, 9 carries, 49 yards. His first 4 carries went for just 5 yards. His last 5 have gone for 44. Well, so, again, some wear and tear now for the guys in silver and black.
Stopping a team on second and goal from the 2 is tough in high school, period, let alone in these circumstances.
Second and goal from the 2. Marcus Weathers in there. Wildcat formation here. Weathers going to keep it himself. All right, running room, and the senior on senior night will be rewarded. Touchdown, Marcus Weathers from the 2. 10:06 to play here in regulation, and the Tigers have stretched the lead to 3 touchdowns. First carry of the night for Marcus. And again, he was the quarterback a year ago, and he's had 3 big time, well, 2 catches tonight that have resulted in first downs. One on this drive that helped keep the good drive alive, so why not reward him from the 2? George Lambrizios for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough, and it is good. Lambrizios, 3 for 3.
I think that ran down by the Liberty bell there.
That one up and good. All right, we'll take a short timeout, see if Strathaven can answer. 10:06 to play in the fourth. Marple Newtown, hold and serve here, 21-0 on their home field on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, 10:06 to play here in regulation. 21-0 Marple Newtown. We get to see George Lambrizios boom one again. High end over end kick's going to land 4 yards deep in the end zone. Touchback for the fourth time tonight. So the clock stays at 10:06 here in the fourth quarter. Strathaven trying to get something going on offense. Well, something in the end zone. I shouldn't say. They have moved the ball at moments, and just some inopportune penalties or just a negative play here and there. Not many of them, but enough to disrupt things. And oh so close on the fly pattern to Kyrie Fuller, or we could add a 14-7 game maybe.
Well, it'd be nice to see them march the ball the length of the field and score here.
Three wide receivers, bunched to the right. Single setback is Elijah Crew. On first and 10 from the 20. Going right to left is Strathaven. It's a fullback dive, and gaining four is Crew. Again, trying to spread things out. Garnet Valley has jumped back in front of Upper Darby, 27-20, late third.
Boy, it sounds like a good game.
Haverford, 49, Lower Marion, nothing.
That doesn't sound
that
good.
Does not yeah. sound like a good game. Glenn Mills over Chichester, 28-10, and still 6-0. Innerboro on top of Academy Park, midway through the fourth now. Fast-moving game over there. Here, second down and six. Colton Haywood with a wing tee behind him. Two tight ends in front of him. Play fake, and now the Mustang sweep to Hill, who gets the 25, maybe an inch past it. Just a yard that time as the defense was waiting for it. Brings up third and five. Wonder if Haywood would be up for a hard count or something like that. See if they get Marple to jump.
Yeah, do something. Just again, it throws off the timing so dramatically for the defense that it's worth it even if you don't get the initial jump.
All right.
Of course, with all the new people in there, you're worried whether your own line's going to jump. So
Conestoga 35, Ridley 14.
Whoa.
Here, third and five. Haywood, hard count. Marple flinches, doesn't jump. Takes the snap, gives the fullback Crew off the left side, pushing. I think he's going to have 30, 31-yard line. Yep. Nice work by Crew. Second and third effort. Got it done that time. Six more yards and another Panther first down. Crew.
That was absolutely a matter of the defense got stuck moving forward, then moving backwards and moving forward, and they snapped the ball.
17 carries for 66 yards for Elijah Crew. Workmanlike effort for the senior. Moves the chains and keeps the ball in the hands of the silver and black and white. White jerseys tonight for the Panthers. They move right to left here in the fourth. They'll snap it from halfway between the hashes at the 31-yard line. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Haywood on first and 10, rolling to his right. Looking. He's going to fire back across the middle. Has Splain incomplete, and then a hit comes in late. And Christiana delivering a big blow on Splain. Couldn't hold it. Incomplete, it falls. Second down and 10. Not a bad play call on first down. Just sort of shake it up or keep them honest, but it'd be nice to complete one of those. One out of six on his return to the lineup for Colton Haywood. It's a lot to ask.
Yeah, but the throws have been good. It hasn't been ridiculously off or anything.
No complaints at all for someone who hasn't played since Labor Day weekend. That's quite a spot to put him in. Second and 10. Haywood. Quick inside give on the counter. Lots of running room this time for Makai Hill. Nicely done on the counter inside the 40. Or out across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Good work from Makai Hill in the interior line. Gain of 13. Makai, 12 carries for 64 yards.
They had their linebacker stunting, and boy, that was perfect timing because he stunted in, ran right by Hill. And Hill just took off like a shot, never knew he had the ball.
Nose of the football, actually touching the 45-yard line. Ben McFetridge over it. Two tight ends. Fuller to the right. Now he's actually split right now. And nothing doing that time for the fullback. Crew is met immediately by Justin McEwen. Loss of two on the play. Brings up second down and 12. So the Panthers, again, just not enough bullets in the gun, so to speak. You know, just clearly.
Well, they've had this offense problem all year. They don't have the strength to score the points.
Right, or speed, or, you know, just missing some playmakers tonight. Right. Second and 12. Wing tee behind Haywood, who takes a five-step drop. Looking, firing to the right side. It is deflected and nearly intercepted. Oh, jumping out into that passing lane was Marcus Weathers, who's had a tremendous second half at outside linebacker, and he is frustrated with himself. Could have likely had a pick six there. Couldn't quite squeeze it, and it's third down and 12. Clock stops with 6:58 to play here in the fourth. We'll keep you updated on Spring Ford and Park Valley as best we can up in the Pac-10 for the title. CB South 33-7 over Souderton. Rams of Springford up 15-7 on Park Valley. Give on the sweep to Mackay Hill, cuts it back, and he's going to be near first down yardage, tumbled down. And they're going to say down first till the ball came out. So it's going to be fourth down and about two. He got 10 of them back. Nice work by Hill on the run. And again, Panthers have had their moments, haven't they, on the offensive side of the ball.
Nice spurts. And, of course, now they have to go for it. And no reason to punt it away since the score at this stage of the game is not particularly relevant.
Luke Lozawicki checks out. Ten men in the box for Marple. On fourth and two, Mackay Hill off right side, dives forward.
He's got it.
Just enough. He needed the 45-yard line, and they're going to give him the 45 and about 3 inches. Moving the chains is Mackay Hill. Give him two and a first down.
You know, this team, the running backs, were very tentative about hitting the holes, and it was very frustrating to watch. But I got to tell you, the last couple of weeks, they're hitting the holes with absolute abandonment. And again, it gets back to my 18-game season. We're getting so much better now.
All right, split end to the left on first and 10 is Kyrie Fuller. Slot left, Mackay Hill. They show blitz on the sweep. There's Hill coming off the other side, off the right edge. They blitzed from the left side of the formation, but Hill runs the other way and picks up three. Second down and 7. 5:40 and counting to play here in regulation. Hill up to 79 yards on 15 carries. With the Panthers, too little too late here. 21-0, Marple Newtown on their home field on senior night. But again, got to draw something positive from every game, and there's been a lot of it to pick, lots to pick from here tonight.
Absolutely.
Tight end to the right is Splain, back to pass on heavy pressure right up the middle, and down goes Haywood. Almost might have had a face mask call but nobody seemed to see it. Matt Traynor on the sack. Traynor, again, missed some time with a knee injury mid-season, but here he drops Colton Haywood all the way back at the 48-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and long.
It's a 6-yard loss on that one.
Yep. Line just collapsed that time.
Well, I think they stunted just right.
Yep. Panthers need the 34 for a first down. Third and 14. Fuller split to the right of the formation. Nulon, wing to the right. Haywood gets under center. Two backs behind him. Motion man is Nulon. Give inside is to Crew, and he goes nowhere. May have been an audible right there at the start of things, but Crew is going to be stopped for no gain on his 19th carry of the night, and now fourth and 14 is where the Panthers stand.
I think they got to go for it.
Yeah, I would think. Again, game effort here by the Panthers to keep this thing close for most of the night. Fast start for Marple Newtown. Two first quarter touchdowns from Abel Hoff. Panthers held their ground for really the entirety of the second and third. Just couldn't put points on the board. And
only gave up another 7 in the fourth. Beginning of the fourth. So they're, you know, defense has done with it. 21 points, you know.
Yep.
That's a winnable game if you can score some points.
Double wing on fourth and 14. Haywood. 5-step drop. Looking. Firing to the outside. It is incomplete. Well underthrown for Nulon and falls to the turf.
That was probably the least nice pass of the...
Yeah, not much time. Pocket collapsing quickly. And Panthers have to turn it over on downs with 3:30 to play. And now Marple Newtown, my guess, is you're looking at some substitutions here. Bobby Sedario checks in at quarterback. And we'll see who checks in at... Sedario is in there. Not as a quarterback, though. He's going to line up in the backfield and actually at tight end. All right, Marlon Weathers back in the game. Ease your tailback. Pistol look here for Paoletti in the offense. Play fake and looking to roll and fire to the outside. It is caught and run out of bounds. It is number 12, Dash Dilgarian, sophomore. Wide receiver, banged out of bounds on this near sideline at the 46, so Marple looking to throw it a little bit here.
I'm a little surprised at that.
Yep.
I would think that, first of all, he went out of bounds, so the clock stops. Well, what do you want to stop the clock for?
3:25 to play here in regulation. Two receivers, now three of them bunched to the left, tight end to the right. Motion man is Dilgarian. Pistol look, and now give inside is to Marlon Weathers. A little bit of running room, and crosses the 45, and now at near first down yardage. We'll see. Needed four for a first down. He's going to be close to it. Pete Deeb hanging on to the ankles there and makes the stop.
I'm sorry, who ran with it?
Weathers, number five.
Right.
And timeout. Stop the clock to move the chains. Give him four and a first down. So six carries for 18 yards for Marlon tonight. 11 of them came on one carry. So they've held the freshman in check for the most part. He had nearly 100 yards rushing a week ago against Pencrest. All right, we'll give you quick score updates here as the clock ticks away on this one. Three wide receivers to the left. Motion man is Dilgarian, back to the right of the formation. Shotgun snap and handoff to Marlon Weathers again. Pete Deeb there to meet him after a gain of just one. Downingtown East, 14. Downingtown West, 7. 4:49 to play in the fourth there. Springford might have just put 21-6 now on Perk Valley. Likely to fall to 9-1, but still probably a top five seed in the Quad A playoffs. All right, CB West on top of William Tennant, 12-0. Innerborough, well, Academy Park is driving. Back here for a moment. Second down and 9. Sedario in the game now, quarterback, back to pass, and he is sacked. Down he goes, back at the 44-yard line. Tony Koskinen on the stop. Nice work there by the senior. First sack of the season for Koskinen. Drops him back at the 41-yard line. And that brings up third down and 10 as Sedario, the sophomore, into the game. Again, he's shared time early in the season with Paoletti at quarterback. 1:32 and counting to play here. Garnet Valley, two quick touchdowns early in the fourth quarter. They're up on Upper Darby now, 34-20. Sedario in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the left. Give inside is to the tailback. Number 33's first carry of the night across the 35-yard line goes Matt Racine. He'll stop him at the 34 and he'll bring up fourth down and 2. Timeout Strathaven to talk things over. We're going to keep it right here so we can talk through some score updates. Academy Park trailing Innerborough 6-0. But Academy Park down at the Innerborough 10-yard line. So wow. Ready to down by 6. And now touchdown, Academy Park. Extra point, good. Academy Park leads 7-6 with 2:17 left. So that blocked extra point for Innerborough there may come back to haunt them.
Can you imagine if these two teams face each other in the playoffs in a couple of weeks?
Innerborough Academy Park?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Yep.
I could definitely see that happening again.
And if it ends this close,
yep.
They're going to be coming out ready to kill each other.
Wow. It's happened before where they've I want to say it was 2012 or 2013 where they played in the regular season and played again in the Quad A playoffs just a couple weeks later. Of course, Strathaven and Marple met in the regular season and then met in the first round of the 2012
and
playoffs.
And Springfield as well.
Yep. All right. 1:05 to play here in regulation. Sedario in at quarterback on fourth down and 3. Back to pass, rolling, firing to the outside, has a man complete. Dilgarian makes a man miss at the 30, and Koskinen wraps him up and bangs him down at the 25, but that will gain 9 and a first down. So, at this point, we're inside of a minute to play. Marple needs to do nothing else but take a knee. And, again, terrific passing performance for the Tigers tonight. Over 200 yards passing for Paoletti. Did most of the damage. The rushing attack started to find a little bit of ground in the late in the third, early in the fourth. But now victory formation here for the Tigers. Clock ticks. We're inside of 30 seconds. Sedaria takes a snap, takes a knee, and they will not need to snap it again. The players will line up at midfield, and for the third year in a row, Marple Newtown is taking care of the Panthers. And for Marple Newtown, they've a little bit better result than 1 year ago. Week 10 last year did not go well, and it bounced them out of the Triple A District 1 playoffs. Not so much this year. Your Tigers are playoff bound. The Panthers fall to 1-9 with one more game to go. Phoenixville a week from now. So, with that in mind, stick with us. We'll be back for a quick wrap-up and maybe a couple more score updates before we go off the air. Congratulations to the Tigers. 21-0 here on Senior Night. They knock off the Panthers to go to 8-2, and they are District 1 playoff bound. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese, for sending it back to Harry Harvey Field. Final score tonight here in front of us, Marple Newtown 21, Strathaven nothing, and the Panthers had some fight tonight. Absolutely fought hard, and, you know, blistering start for Abel Hoff in the first quarter. He is, as advertised, we said before the game, we thought, you know, Jack Wilson was a tremendous athlete and really ran roughshod over this Panther defense. Yep. I thought Hoff was better, and I would still say those are two very, very talented people that the Panther defense has had to chase around the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, tonight was the same problem that Panthers have had all year long. We just don't have the ability to score points. We can't punch it in. We have no big break, either receiver or running back or anything else. And, of course, we've been fighting through injuries and changes to quarterbacks and all sorts of issues. But I thought tonight, I mean, they're hitting the holes hard. They were aggressive. They were in ball possession. Other than that one fumble early on, you know, it was a clean game. Very few penalties. As a matter of fact, other than I think one illegal procedure, I don't think the Panthers had a penalty all day long. So it was good football. It was a good football game. I don't want to say it was closer than 21-0, but it was certainly a better game than 21-0. So that's good. Looking forward to Phoenixville next week, and hopefully we can pull a win out for the final game. But I'm very enthusiastic about this and very much looking forward to 2016 because I want to see what these kids can do.
Certainly some flashes tonight from some of the underclassmen and some things to feel good about as well. Namely in the secondary, Chris Rossini and Sean Daly really did a nice job. Aside from that first quarter, that made some big plays in the second half especially. And again, lots of good things from some of the youngsters on a banged-up squad as we've seen tonight. So anyway, a couple quick score updates as we are ready to sign off here. Garnet Valley, again, has stretched their lead on Upper Darby 34-20 in the fourth. Academy Park 7, Interboro 6, and Academy Park has just intercepted the ball with about a minute to play. Academy Park, congratulations. Looks like they will go to 10-0, the number one seed in the AAA playoffs, and another Del Valle League title. Downingtown West and Downingtown East are tied at 14 in the fourth. Springfield dominating Pencrest tonight, so the Cougars are in the playoffs. They are up 34-7 midway through the fourth, so Springfield had an injury to their quarterback and missed a few weeks. In fact, Marple played Springfield in a game that Springfield didn't have their quarterback, so certainly an impact there. But the Cougars are going to sneak into the playoffs as probably a 7 or an 8 seed perhaps, which means a date with Academy Park or Upper Moreland in all likelihood. But at any rate, looking forward to the AAA playoffs and Quad A playoffs. We'll have score updates during next week's broadcast,
yep,
as we are with Strathaven and Phoenixville 1 week from tonight. 7:30 kickoff at George L. King Field. We'll be on the air at 7:15. Hope you can join us in person, live, or on the archive. For Pete Fulginetti with the stats and spotting, terrific job as always. Mike Mayer doing the engineering, color commentary, and everything else on havenfootball.net today and in the days ahead. So check back for score updates, playoff updates, and a whole lot more in the next few days. Final score again tonight, Harry Harvey Field, Marble Newtown 21, Strathaven nothing. Brian Cow signing off, everybody. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.